This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, or a Monday, I should say. I don't know why I just jumped ahead today. Must be the heat and the delirium.
It's the heat.
It is very warm here right now, both outside and inside, and that's okay. I'm very happy to not be in the middle of the polar vortex. Will we have an early spring or not?
Yes.
When you think back to a tradition that was created by a guy named Clymer Freeze, who was a city editor of the newspaper called the Punxsutawney Spirit, he's credited as the father of Groundhog Day. And when you have it in a place called Gobbler's Knob, this is like the perfect setting. This damn thing's only right about 33% of the time, right?
Yes.
But every year we talk about this, and then it was made famous in that Bill Murray movie, and they get like 40,000 people that show up for this tiny little town, and then they do some other versions of it across America and even into Canada. Tanya Powers is here to tell us all the details. Tanya, we have an early spring or not? I guess that's the basic question, right?
Yes. Back to you.
Okay.
We have an early spring?
All right. But don't get too excited. I told you this thing's only right about 33% of the time.
No, it's right.
I know, but I was a little bit excited because, you know, following the polar vortex, today's temperatures, we're already at 41.
Yeah, we're 51 right here today. Yes.
Yeah, we're supposed to get, like, maybe upper 50s today, almost close to 60, which is just wonderful. So, yeah, I think we're all ready to believe in the groundhog at this point.
All right, so this is a huge tradition. It's got everything going for it, right? It's just sort of magical and mythical, and
yeah.
it all started with a groundhog feast. They were killing these things and eating them. And then they decided, I don't know, we'll have one predict the weather. And this evidently is some Nordic thing from badgers. I have no idea. But they pick this as the movie spot for Bill Murray, and this thing just blows up.
If anybody just turned on the radio and they're like half asleep,
yes,
because
I know.
They stayed up too late watching the Super Bowl, I'd like to talk to them right now because I can only imagine where this conversation is taking their mind.
And I didn't even tell you that the groundhog tastes like a cross between pork and chicken. That's what most people say.
It's pork.
I think you're making all that part. I think you're making up.
I am not. All right. So they got these guys in these top hats, right? And their tuxedos.
Yeah.
And they've got a great name because Lindsay had a podcast with the official, what was the guy called?
He was the stump warden.
Who's in charge
of
Phil and walks you through all this great tradition. But they've turned it into this gigantic tourism thing. I mean, cause it's a tiny little town, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, wouldn't you hate, think about this for a second, wouldn't you hate to have the job of stump warden? I mean, the wrangler of Phil, because, I mean, he's a celebrity now. He's not going to mind. He's not going to do anything yet.
No, you kind of see him back there in a bathrobe, right? Like,
right? Like a Hugh Hefner kind of
smoking
jacket
exactly.
sort of thing.
They're hilarious.
I don't feel like coming out. All right, so 6 weeks, we basically say if winter's going to last another 6 weeks, or if we're going to get an early spring, and Phil said on Saturday, early spring.
Yeah, he said early spring. Again, his track record is not the best, as you've already mentioned. He's been doing this for about 130 years, but he's only right about maybe 40% of the time. And according to the NOAA folks, they say the groundhog shows, quote, no predictive skill.
None whatsoever. But, you know, the National Weather Service doesn't get it right all the time either. So
that's true.
We'll give the rodent a little bit of credit. So I love the top hats. I love the tuxedos. I love the whole glamour of this. I like the idea that it was created so long ago yet still embraced today, and the fact that it brings all these visitors here. Now, it's actually, there's quite a few of these. Phil gets all the credit, but there's a lot of groundhogs around the continental U.S. and up even into Canada.
Oh, yeah. You have Staten Island Chuck here.
Now, is he just all attitude? That's what would be my guess.
Wow.
Now, you're not an original New Yorker.
Well,
don't take offense
at
that.
I know, but, you know, heard you. That's okay. Apparently Chuck didn't see his either.
Okay.
So we're in for an early spring here, which again is borne out by the temperatures today. So
all right.
I'll take it.
Great stuff. Tanya, we appreciate it. Have a great day. Tanya Powers joining us live from New York.